Hello, this is Archie's Archives. Yesterday, at least the first time that the show is broadcast, it would have been Good Friday. Now, most Christians will take the position that non-Christians should have nothing to do with sacred music. I am an atheist because I'm also a mathematician, and, well, let's just leave that alone anyway. In the interest of complete disclosure, I don't believe in many of the miraculous stories surrounding the records of the life of Jesus. But I totally reject that Christians have ownership of the historical personage Jesus. I think from the point of view of morals and ethics, a lot of modern ethical philosophy, not to mention sociology and enlightened world politics, which of course excludes the USA most of the time, is informed by the teachings of Jesus and other great religious and humanitarian leaders. Jesus was a great and good man, and it was through him that Rome and the Western world came to learn that might was not right. Since then, of course, to paraphrase George Orwell, some people are less not right than others. One of the miracles I do not believe in is, of course, the resurrection, but I do believe that Jesus was put to death unjustly. And one of the most amazing pieces of music ever written was Johann Sebastian Bach's Passion According to St. Matthew, which recounts the events of the night of the Passover and the day that we have come to call Good Friday. Most people, especially young people, don't like sad music. Good Friday music is often sad, and the Matthäus Passion is no exception. But it is such an important piece of music that I'm going to introduce you to some of the features of it without playing entire uninterrupted movements as far as possible, so that if and when you think you might want to explore the work, which is about 3 hours long, you might remember some of these things. The song over which I will be speaking now is a song of mourning. It is sung by Kathleen Ferrier, and except that it is beautiful, there's nothing really remarkable about it, so I'll let you listen in peace. many of the choruses and arias that follow are taken from a particular recording of the Matthew Passion that combines the talents of Vienna choir boys and the choir of King's College, Cambridge, which is a very unusual pair of organizations to be recorded together. The entire thing is conducted by Nicholas Hahn and Co. And the reason that they have these two choirs is because the Matthew Passion involves two entire choirs and two orchestras, and also a children's chorus, which is supposed to sing in the middle. And now, I don't know how the choirs were disposed. I think the Vienna choir boys were on one side and King's College was on the other side, and a few of the young trebles were put in the middle for that third group of choristers that was required in the performance. Now, you're not going to hear much of that because I played that opening chorus for you once before. But first thing you have to realize is that the choir of King's College, Cambridge, which is basically some of the students from the university, and from a little middle school that they have there, expressly for the purpose of getting singers for the King's College choir. And so these are all English boys, and if they pronounce the German words properly, it's just a miracle right there. So make allowances for that, please. Now, the first song we are going to hear is a chorus, chorale. Here is one of the first few choruses from the Matthew Passion. The hymn called the Passion Chorale is used several times in the Matthew Passion, and as the situation gets more and more dire and dangerous, the chorale is sung lower and lower and lower. So here are two consecutive performances of the chorale from the Passion.
No.
Now, this next song will make sense only to people who are really familiar with the Passion story. There is a point where Jesus is praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, and one of the apostles, I think it was Peter, says, okay, I am going to watch with you while you pray. And of course, what happens is he falls asleep. All the disciples are supposed to have promised to keep watch. But they all fall asleep. And then, of course, the guards of the chief priests and so on come and capture Jesus and haul him away. The interesting thing is that there is a tenor solo, but the choir interrupts exactly 12 times to say that we are going to keep watch, or maybe 11 times, because there's one disciple missing, that's Judas, has gone already to set things up for the abduction. So there's 11 interruptions of the tenor solo by the choir. Actually, the soloist sings, "I will watch by my Jesus," and the choir says, so sleep my soul with all their cares forgotten. this is a great chorus in the middle of the Matthew Passion, and both choirs and the little choir of trebles sing this. I played this for you before. It's just a major solemn and song of great gravity, and basically it's a hymn of the time. It says, "O men, repent your grievous sin," and the basic hymn is sung by the little guys in the middle, and choir on either side comments on the hymn by just repeating it behind the voices of the piano trebles. So that's the disposition of the forces here. The little kids sing the hymn and the choir echoes the same words with greater weight.
Thank you.
Now here is a little chorale that comes about this time, and try and listen to that and see where you've heard it before. Okay, here's a hint.